Nolte, Disgraced, Far-Left Rolling Stone Targets Oliver Anthony. By John Nolte on August 13, 2023. Rolling Stone, the disgraced, far-left palace guard for the establishment, has set its sights on Oliver Anthony and his protest song, the out-of-nowhere number one hit Rich Man North of Richmond. According to the latest reports, the Farmville, Virginia, folk singer has had 9 of his songs land in the top 25 over at iTunes. Needless to say, Rolling Stone is not happy that a man who appeals to the disaffected, forgotten, and demeaned in this country might be on his way to stardom. Right-wing influencers just found their favorite new country song, reads the Rolling Stone headline. In Richmond, north of Richmond, a singing farmer in Virginia blasts high taxes and obese people on welfare, and even appears to allude to Jeffrey Epstein, reads the sub-headline. Right-wing influencers are losing their minds over a new country song that just appeared on streaming services today. Rich Man North of Richmond is a passionate screed against the state of the country sung by Oliver Anthony, who identifies as a farmer living off the grid with his 3 dogs in Farmville, Virginia. In a video Anthony posted to YouTube earlier this month, he says he started writing songs in 2021 after he wasted a lot of nights getting high and getting drunk. Raw solo songs with titles like I've Got to Get Sober and Ain't Got a Dollar helped cultivate a small following. But it was the recently released performance video of Rich Man North of Richmond, in which the red-bearded Anthony performs the song on a resonator guitar in a field with a deer blind behind him, that caught the attention of conservative personalities. A look at the lyrics, however, may suggest another reason why Rich Man North of Richmond is appealing to right-wing influencers. Anthony rails against high taxes and the value of the dollar, but also wades into some Reagan-era talking points about welfare. Triggered much? Related video, former President Donald Trump and Sound of Freedom star Jim Caviezel greet attendees. Two things are happening here. First, more than 50% of the country no longer has a voice in mainstream pop culture. The working class, traditional conservatives, and normal people who just want to be left alone look at the pop culture landscape today and its obsession with identity politics, sexual fetishes, homosexuality, and left-wing preaching and just shake their collective heads. This anti-art, anti-human nature garbage is everywhere now, which gives streaming shows such as The Chosen, movies such as Sound of Freedom, and songs such as Try That in a Small Town an opportunity to stand out and catch fire. Mind you, this stuff can't only be right-wing. It has to be good, and the above mentioned is, by all accounts, quality entertainment in every sense of the word quality. Which brings me to Oliver Anthony. Rich Man North of Richmond is a fantastic song. Forget about the lyrics. Forget about how it hits your political sweet spot. The melody is brilliant, deceptively complicated and emotionally moving, not to mention catchy. Oliver Anthony is a legitimate songwriter. We know this because the song would be just as great if it didn't hit our sweet political spot. But the song does hit our sweet spot, and millions of Americans are desperate for a legitimate talent who speaks to and for us. The second thing happening is that the left is about to do everything in its power to destroy Oliver Anthony. This always happens in one of two ways. The media will pressure him to betray his base of support by keeping that pressure on until he sells us out in some way. Attack Trump. Fly a gay flag, or the media will dig up dirt, fabricate dirt, and attack and attack and attack until he has been toxified into something divisive. This is what we saw happen with Jim Caviezel, Joe the Plumber, Andrew Breitbart, and anyone else who galvanizes our side against the fascist establishment. This snarky piece from the cry bullies at Rolling Stone is only the beginning. A flare fired off to the rest of the media that this guy must be taken down. I have no advice for Oliver Anthony other than to keep his head down, stay true to who he is, stay away from politicians, ignore the media, and let only his art speak on his behalf.